here's a story from The World.
Finally today, some news from the sports universe. Here's The World's Stephen Davey.
Normally, choosing a city to host the Olympics is a long, drawn-out process. Years and years of meetings. But International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach turned a few heads today. He said they've identified who they want to host the Games 11 years from now.
This commission recommended to the executive board to enter into a targeted dialogue with Brisbane 2032.
That's Brisbane, Australia, that nation's third largest city. To be clear, Brisbane hasn't been awarded the 2032 Games. There's still a lot of hoops to jump through. But the IOC and Brisbane's Olympic Organizing Committee are entering into what's called a targeted dialogue. That's Olympic speak for let's get this done. Brisbane is now in line as the preferred host for the 2032 Games. At this point, it's basically theirs to lose. Here's IOC member and chair of the Future Host Commission, Kristen Kloster-Ossen.
If all the requirements are met, the IOC Executive Board can propose the election of the future host of the Games of the 35th Olympiad to the IOC session.
That wasn't the only Olympic-related news today. This summer's Tokyo Games are just under 5 months away, and they want it to be a COVID-free affair. So say goodbye to this. An official with the Tokyo Olympic Organizing Committee said today that there would be no shouting, no cheering. He said, please support the athletes by clapping your hands.
Everybody clap your hands.
That's right. You can still applaud the athletes in Japan. Just don't whoop it up. With your vocal cords, that is. IOC President Thomas Bach said all the parties putting on the show have made a clear commitment.
These games will provide a safe environment for all the participants.
Also, because of the pandemic, fans have to maintain a, quote, appropriate distance in case there is overcrowding. Maybe best to just watch this one on TV. But just to give the fans who have to be there in person some extra practice at remaining stoic, they have the torch relay to really nail things down. That starts in a few weeks. The torch will weave its way through Japan on its way to the opening ceremony at the Olympic Stadium on July 23rd. Get excited for the torchbearers. Just don't yell. For The World, I'm Stephen Davey.